Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Thursday, my friends. I am super excited to be coming to you once again from the rooftop deck of the Houseboat Retreat on Norris Lake, Tennessee. It is a rainy, beautiful morning. We've had girls in the hot tub in the rain this morning, girls jumping in the lake already this morning. It's Mermaid Day here at Retreat, so we're decked out in our mermaid gear, ready to live this day, and excited to get to start it with you. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is Why Not Play? What potential does this day of life hold? Could the things you do today outlive you? Could memories be made today that you will still treasure 10 years from now? Could you do something today for the first time? Here's the truth. Today is the day all the other days of your life have brought you to. You know what that means? That means you've been waiting your entire life for this day, and now it's here. What will you do with it, sister? Whether you treasure it or not, it shall pass. Whether you seize the opportunities of today or not, this day will come and go, and so will its offerings. This Thursday is filled with a whole lot of nonsense that really doesn't matter. But hidden in it all is an invitation to live in a way that will wake you up to see what is truly being offered today. What is being offered is priceless, one of a kind, 24 hours of living. Now let's make sure you're living. Our God is a God of joy. He is a God of creativity and wonder. He is a God of play. His intentions were never for you to spend this one precious life you have been given stuck in a grind. Honey, He didn't create all this beauty so that you would never be able to enjoy it. He didn't place dreams and desires within you just so you could feel bad about never getting to step into them. His hand is extended to you today with an invitation to come and play. Come and live fully with eyes wide open and joy set to high. You watch a child and you will see playfulness is in our DNA. We are designed to naturally find joy in play, to laugh when something is funny, and linger when something is delightful. Why have we stopped that? Why have we grown so serious and put play on the back burner and allowed joy to be overwhelmed with obligations and long lists? God's creation shows us His desire to delight us, His most prized creation, with fantastic sunsets and beautiful sunrises and gorgeous scenery. I mean, isn't the peacock to display beauty? Isn't the butterfly emerging from a cocoon to show amazing transformation? Isn't the dolphin to show the magnificence in play? And us, with a sense of humor and wonder, isn't it to enjoy life? Doesn't all of this prove that God wants us to enjoy His creation? I look at His creation and I come to the conclusion that we are here to play and laugh in what He has given to us to experience. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So no wonder your ability to enjoy the offerings of the day is under attack. No wonder you get caught up in the details and try to control it all. No wonder you are tempted to sit it out in fear. It's because your joy is a threat to the enemy, and it has a big bullseye on it. Without joy, you become weak. When you are weak, you become weary. When you are weary, you stop living up to your full potential. In the end, it is the potential impact of your life that is of greatest concern. So you're attacked on the lifeline to your strength, your joy. Have you stopped enjoying life? Have you decided joy can only be experienced when this is different and that is done? Have you tied strings and expectations to your joy, and those strings only hold you back as the rest of the world moves on? Last night here on the houseboat, we turned on spa music and we put on silk robes and we dimmed the lights and we did facials and hair treatments together. And then we had ourselves a full-on dance party and we laughed into hysterics because we straight up couldn't figure out who was who in our masks. Nicole Donovan did not look like Nicole Donovan. We were like, who is on the boat? I don't even know you anymore. So then came the invitation to do something we wouldn't normally do, the invitation to jump off the houseboat into the water at midnight wearing silk robes and wash our hair. In that moment, we were fully alive. We were filled with energy. Our joy was on full display, savoring the offerings of play and fun given to us by our Creator, and we were strengthened. Strength isn't received by plowing through and doing more work and figuring out how you can fit more projects into your days. Strength isn't received by planning future fun or considering what you could do when you lose that weight or meet that goal or go on that vacation. Strength is received right here in a less than perfect moment when you choose joy. Where are my tired girls at? Now, I'm not talking about the 4 hour of sleep club because I'm rocking that. I'm talking about the bone tired and weary. You wake up dreading the tasks of another day. That's tired. And maybe you feel tired not because you've done too much, but because you've done too little of what sparks a light in you. You've been alive, but not really living. Could this be a season of intentional joy for you? Could you make joy a priority? After all, it is the joy of the Lord that gives you strength, and God has proven in His creation that He is playful. Everyone admires that 80-year-old playful woman. We all want to be her, right? Well, guess what? That didn't just magically happen when she became old. She was probably a playful 40-year-old too. A playful 30-year-old. Heck, she was playful at 20. It has been her way of life. You can't save up your joy for when you get older. Heck, girl, you may not even get the opportunity to be old. You have been given today. This is your limited offering. God wants to know what you will do with all He is offering you today. Here in Big Life, we have created a summer bucket list. And this is a list of 100 ways to create fun and live in joy for this new season of life. Most of these items are completely free. They can be done alone, and they require nothing more than your willingness to play. You will find, as you play, your joy will increase. And as your joy increases, you are strengthened. Could you take a jumping photo today? Could you have a just-because party? Yes, I'm being serious. Could tonight's dinner include streamers and party favors with fun music and games as you celebrate just being alive? Could you eat dinner outside or have a picnic lunch? Could you blow bubbles or play with sidewalk chalk? If it's sunny, could you do yoga outside or go for a little hike in the woods or a stroll downtown? If it's raining, could you play in the rain? Could you eat dessert first or hit up the ice cream truck? You think you don't have time to play? Well, sister, I think you don't have time to reluctantly and dreadfully drag your butt through another day doing things you hate and delaying things you could be enjoying. Dread doesn't honor your Creator. Your overworked butt, stressed out face, and joy-deprived soul doesn't draw others in to a loving God. And isn't that what we're supposed to be doing? Let your joy be on full display today. Live this day like it matters because it so does. Seize the opportunities, accept the offerings, and do the things that spark life in you. You have been waiting this your entire life for this day. And here it is. Now, what will you do with it? Will you live it in a way that brings you strength? I would love to pray over you today because I know that this is a real struggle for some of us. We get caught in the routine of life, the list of things we have to do, and fun becomes something that's just back burner. It's an afterthought. When God has proven He is so playful and His desire is to offer us joy because this is what strengthens us. So I'm going to pray for all of us today that we would just be intentional about our joy so that we come to the end of the day with what I call good tired. You're tired because of all the living you have done today. All right, are you ready? Come on and pray with me. Hey God, good morning. God, we are so grateful for this day of life that you have given us, and we're so thankful that you have created beauty that surrounds us and opportunities offered to us today to play and enjoy and savor. God, please forgive us for all the strings we have tied to our joy, for all the times we have sat it out, whatever the reason be that we just delayed our own joy. Lord, please do forgive us of that. Help us to see it when we're doing it. And just give us the courage to jump in and create fun and play and be part of all you created for us to enjoy. Help us, God. We want to be that light that shines and draws others in, not because we know every scripture and we're living perfect, but because we display your joy and that draws people in more than anything else. God, use us to show joy to the world. We want to live our lives in that way. Lord, I just lift up everyone listening right now to you, God, and I am asking, Lord, for your provision for today, that daily bread, that provision that we need for this day to live today well. You know exactly what we need, and so we're asking for that energy, that focus, that willpower, that peace, that patience, the wisdom, the next step, the guidance, the open door. We're asking for those things today, God. And Lord, I'm asking for your protection over our families. Thank you so much for the offering of today. God, I just want to say before I even know what today holds, thank you. I love it. I love what you have done for us. We're ready to savor it and enjoy it. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, my friends. So you're going to find the summer bucket list on all the Big Life social media or my personal page, Pamela Krim. So look for that. It's 100 ways for you and your family or you alone to enjoy this summer. No excuses. Find the things that bring you to life and do those things. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You will be strengthened as you enjoy life. Have a beautiful day. I love you wildly. Bye-bye.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.